Hello.
Sorry, a little bit of my man flu.
It's just popping out.
Yeah. Did you have a nice Easter?
I had a lovely Easter.
How many Easter eggs have you eaten?
I have eaten 1, 2, 3, I'd say 4 of my own. And then some of Ollie's.
Some.
I don't think he knows. He's like, oh, this is going down. So, yeah, how many are you still? I mean, I've also bought them in the sale as well.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. More. I haven't. I've had one giant one. I've had one bag of buttons because you couldn't get a buttons egg. I've had a lot of hot cross buns with cheese. Yeah. You know, like toast them.
Yeah.
And then
stop it.
Actually, I want one right now.
I forgot how good that was.
Yeah, get on it.
Ollie doesn't eat currants and stuff because he's weird.
Yeah.
And so we have had a lot of chocolate hot cross buns.
Never had one.
Oh my god. I mean
they won't work with cheese.
They wouldn't work with cheese, but they work as a hot cross bun. I mean it's basically a chocolate.
So I sound like I'm on 40 a day.
I like it. You're right, .com. Should we start
the show?
A nice little rendition of our little Eurovision song.
I know.
Michael knows all the words.
I do, it turns out. I listen to it a lot on Spotify.
Yeah.
Trying to G myself up.
Yeah.
It's getting close, gang. It's getting close.
Really close.
On that, actually, news, Parish Notices this week is jam-packed.
Huge.
Let's crack on because it's going to take a while to get through.
I'm so excited.
I think that Gina
Parish notices.
Okay.
Okay. Gang. This is not a drill. Parish notice number one. The interval entertainment of the grand final of Eurovision Song Contest 2019 is Madonna!
It's Madonna.
Madonna.
It's speechless.
Homosexuals will explode.
Yeah. Oh, God. Maybe that's the plan. maybe that's what Israel are doing. They want to take out the world's gays.
No, they love the gays. They love the gays.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Russian plot.
It's carry on.
Two songs. This is what we're told. Now, weirdly, Live Nation, who own Madonna now, for about 20 years. They released it. They were like, yeah, she's doing Eurovision. And the Eurovision Song Contest haven't officially announced it. I think they're still working out some of the kinks.
Like her pay, probably.
Probably. but the information that we're getting is that she is going to be the halftime entertainment and she's going to do two numbers because, of course, she's got new stuff out.
Yeah.
There's a new look, Natch, although it's quite... it's like a greatest hits of Madonna in style. Have you seen it? Have you seen the pictures? Okay. Say things whilst I try and find.
Is she gonna? Because I would like it if she did like a montage of all her albums.
So that's kind of what it is. Look here. So it's like she's wearing a wedding dress,
like a virgin,
but she's also wearing a cowboy hat, right?
She's got erotica gloves on,
right?
She's got I mean, what else could there... I mean...
There's in this photo shoot, there's blonde and dark. Don't know how she managed that.
Wow.
So literally, it's like ultimate Madonna. Yeah. She's got everything.
All the things.
And so have you not heard the song?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay, so we're kind of careering off the railroad tracks here.
But why the hell not? We've I not mean, got that I, much
I
to do.
I do feel like that Eurovision and Madonna might have some shared fans. Shall we
let's do
a review of the song?
Yeah, you only have to ask me once.
I took a pill and had a dream.
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
That was a feast.
I like it.
It was, yeah.
It's a good song for summer.
And it's, yeah, and it's, it, well, it's tapping into all that sort of Spanish,
Latino jazz stuff.
But like I was just saying to you, it's very, the beginning of it is very ASMR
asthma
autonomous sensory meridian response.
Oh, is that her whispering?
It's, yeah, where people get turned on by sort of whispering and noises like this. We shouldn't do that, actually. No, we might get more listeners.
Actually, no, I've seen a documentary on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like they whisper and then like eat. I don't know, like, yeah, eat or, yeah, like rustle,
yep,
the shirt.
Yeah,
there's people on the other end of it getting aroused.
Having fun. It says a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck, as experienced by some people in response to a specific gentle stimulus, often a particular sound. It's triggered by things like whispering voices, paper tearing, and scalp massage. Yeah, I was totally on board with the paper tearing. I love a bit of stationery. So yeah, she does a bit of that, but she looks great.
She looks amazing.
I know that we shouldn't judge people by their looks, especially women.
No. But actually, I feel like because Madonna gets a lot of crap thrown at her. So I just want to say for the record that she's looking ace.
Yeah, and I know she's had stuff done, but she's had it done well. If I was going to get stuff done, I'd get it done
by Madonna's surgeon.
By Madonna's surgeon, and she will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
For I will not.
But yeah, throughout the video, which we will link in our YouTube list for this show, you get the whole back catalogue. You get wedding dresses, you get cowboy hats.
You get a cross.
They didn't set fire to it. I think they missed a trick there. There's bondage stuff. There's an eye patch. Very Gabrielle, I thought.
Yes.
But you mentioned it was from Die Another Day.
Well, but I don't know whether it was from Die Another Day, but just the crop. Reminded me of Die Another Day.
Maybe she didn't have an eye patch in Die Another
but
Day. Then.
I don't think
maybe
she
that.
Did.
I think it's just, you know,
she just likes Gabrielle.
And who doesn't?
Yeah. And I never knew. Did Gabrielle have a problem with her eye?
Yes.
Or was it just a thing? Because then she didn't have the eye patch. She just had the hair.
And then one of the Gabrielle comebacks, it was the hat.
Mm.
Like just dipping the hat. Like I'm really. It's been a long time coming, but I can't wait to see. How Gabrielle hides her eye the next time she releases some music.
Do you think it's like a Terminator eye? Do you think she's a Terminator?
Maybe.
But anyway, let's move on with the news.
Anyway, so Madonna is performing at Eurovision. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's very close now. I can't wait.
I know.
Cannot wait. But surely, you know, 42 songs from around Europe. And Madonna, what more could you need? Surely nothing. Wrong. We're going to talk about Eurovision Switch. What's that, I hear you say?
What is that, Michael?
Well, let me tell you. I'm just going to get the page up.
Let me tell you in a second.
Eurovision Switch. Now, interestingly, they haven't announced when this is going to happen. And I think it's because they're saving it as the backup plan in case Madonna falls through.
But they have to do both now.
So if Madonna falls through, this will be the Interval Entertainment of the Grand Final, but it's not going to.
So
it will be somewhere across the three shows. We don't know where. But basically, it's going to feature Conchita, Elena Ferreira from last year, Mons, and Verka. They're going to sing each other's songs, and then they're going to sing a song all together. So Conchita is going to sing Heroes. Mons is going to sing Fuego. That is going to be amazing.
I am moist just thinking about it. I think I might get pregnant if he does that.
Stay away from me. Eleni Ferreira is going to sing Verka's song, Dancing Lasha Tumbai, and Verka is going to sing Netta's song, Toy.
I mean...
So that means no one's singing
Conchita.
No, maybe no one's singing...
Do. Yeah, but Verka singing...
Rise of the Phoenix.
So that's why.
And it's a hard song.
It's a hard sing. So, you know, and just don't.
Well, they won't.
Yeah, thank God.
And then all four of them are going to sing Hallelujah, which was the Israeli song from 1979.
I thought you were
going
to say We Are the World. I'd love to hear that. Maybe not in today's climate, though.
Maybe not. Maybe not. So that's happening. Oh, Cannot wait for that. So surely that's enough, right? No.
Oh, God.
Dana International is performing at the Eurovision Song Contest. She is performing at semi-final one, I believe, which is also... Oh, and she's also going to sing in the grand final. Yeah, they're getting their money's worth out of Dana International.
Yeah, they are.
She's a diva, and so she has not yet announced what she'll be singing. So we don't know. I can't tell you that.
Would you want to tell us that? I think it's nice to have a surprise.
Isn't it? Well, I mean, we all know that she's a loose cannon. Yeah. So she's just...
Oh, my God.
She's just keeping it loose.
I don't care what she sings. I kind of want her to be late to the stage. I want all these things to happen. It will just add to it.
Yeah.
I
want to have dress with feathers.
Yeah, I want everything. I want all the things.
She has previously done a duet with Conchita.
What?
Yes. Have you not...
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. We spoke about this. Yeah. I didn't know what? Oh, yes.
Maybe we'll link it. I quite like that to happen again.
Yeah. Maybe it should do, because they're both there.
Right?
It'd be crazy for it not to happen.
What a waste not to do that.
Yeah. I'll email them.
And Netta's going to be singing. Netta's going to sing the first semi-final. She's going to open the 3 days of eventing. What is it, dressage? She's going to sing Toy. Ellen DeGeneres better be there, I tell you.
She better be there.
And she's going to sing her new single. No one cares about your new stuff.
We just won the Eurovision.
This is off my new album. No one cares. Classic Eurovision only, please.
She should sing Bucks Fizz.
Yes.
She should sing.
Right. Well, now that is wonderful because that...
Did I just do a great segue?
You did a great segue. Oh. We've got a bit of correction cornering to do.
Oh, okay.
So, first of all, Bucks Fizz.
Oh, have we got to actually say who they are?
I mean, we could do them all. I was just going to do not Cheryl Baker.
Okay, yeah.
So, her real name is Jay Ashton.
I'm not going to remember that.
No, we're calling not Cheryl Baker. But for those of you that were interested, it's Jay. J-A-Y.
Ashton.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Ashton or Aston?
Aston. Oh, now
I think it's Jay Aston.
Aston, sorry. You see? Not Cheryl Baker.
Do you know, I'm not going to look it up. And we're going to say Jay Aston. And if it is Ashton... We'll be talking about it again next week.
Yeah, we just keep putting them in correction corner everywhere. Yeah, when we said this, when we said she was wearing yellow.
Yeah, it was orange. And the other one is we went on and on and on about hashtag better the anus.
Yeah.
And of course, it's bigger the anus because the song is bigger than us. So it's not a better anus, it's a bigger anus. So apologies, it's hashtag bigger the anus.
Which is always the better. It's better to be bigger.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's all about size. So that is the official hashtag of the UK entry, bigger the anus.
I mean, I've just been hashtagging better the anus.
You have.
And it's nothing to do with Eurovision.
I'm whizzing on with the news because we've got lots to get through. Next, latest odds.
Yeah.
Odds on winner to win Eurovision by a country mile.
Yeah.
It's the Netherlands.
Thank God. My people.
Your people.
Do me proud,
we could
my
be
people.
In Amsterdam next year.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right?
Oh, we could. I could learn some Dutch. Well, no, look, we wouldn't die because I can ask for beer and I can ask for biscuits.
And I'm famous in the Netherlands.
You're famous in the Netherlands,
I'm in a movie in the Netherlands.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, pass me the stroopwafel.
They're probably going to ask...
I'm that man that plays that woman in that movie.
They're going to ask you to host. Can you imagine that? I'm going to campaign for that. They better win now.
Oh, well, if they don't, second place odds on favour is Russia, as ever. No. Third is Switzerland.
Okay, yeah, I'll go there.
Fourth is Italy.
Yep, go there.
Fifth is Sweden.
Definitely go there.
Kings of Eurovision. And five is, six is Iceland. Now, I went down as far as Iceland because they're in the mix. And as we know, they won in 2002. They came second in 1999. They came second in 2009. I think they're going to come second.
Well,
because
yeah, or maybe this is their third time's a charm.
I can't remember much about the song, but I can remember seeing a promo photo of this year's entry from Ireland. And do you remember Iceland? do you remember in 1997 when they were the first people to be overtly sexual in Eurovision?
Yes.
Yeah, they're upping the game.
Oh wow. Do you think they heard the podcast?
Yeah, and they were like, let's gimp it up. Yeah, oh, because God. Gang, they are gimping it up.
I'm not sure they're going to make second.
I just want them to get out of the semi-finals.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, you know, they're the odds, doing very well. They're going to get out of the semi-finals. They're going to come sixth.
Wow.
So I can't wait to talk about that coming soon.
God, okay.
We're 22, so we've come up six places.
Oh, good. So we're actually in the competition now, as opposed to hanging off the edge.
Yeah, which is, you know, it was impossible because we get a free ticket to the final. Wow,
so who's, I wonder who's... last if we've
what out of 42 countries because yeah. actually that's out of 42 countries so we're yeah. like halfway
yeah
that's really good for us I haven't looked up actually where we are not where we are where Michael Rice is in the Swedish charts because the last time we spoke he was number 38 in Sweden's top 40
he's a big deal in Sweden
he's kind of a big deal odds. Who is last? It's going to be like San Marino again, isn't it?
And some, no, they haven't got robots.
Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay, are they back in it? They weren't in it. Were they in it last time? Oh, yeah, they were. They went out.
They're back. Yeah. Their song is Keep On Going, but the cookies are saying don't. The album is out.
Excellent.
If you wanted to start listening to the songs, the Eurovision Song Contest 2019 official album is available to purchase or to listen to on your favourite music streaming service.
And then you can learn all the words and impress your friends.
Yes, at the Eurovision party.
Yeah.
You're singing along in Latvian. And they're like, I didn't know you could speak Latvian. Well,
yeah, fluent, mate.
Hello.
Fluent.
Now, I did... It's because of Easter. We've had a bit of a gap. I've written two things on news, being like, yeah, I'll remember.
Yeah.
And I don't. I vaguely remember, but I might have to. We might have to pause while I look it up. There's something about how they really wanted the contest in Jerusalem and it wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
And then there's something about a petition. Oh.
Yeah, hang on. Okay.
Let's pause. We're going to pause. Actually, I text it to you.
Yes.
So,
yep. I have it. This is what you said.
This is what I said.
So, Benjamin Netanyahu wanted the contest in Jerusalem, but the EBU said no. Obvs.
Security concerns.
Yeah, exactly. hello. And then, the petitioning one, is the BBC are being petitioned to get the contest moved to another country due to people not liking Israel. Bigots. He didn't say that. An open letter has been sent from 50 members of British Arts, including Vivian Westwood, Peter Gabriel, Roger Waters.
Oh.
And then you said, bit late now. Which it is.
It is a smidge late.
Yeah.
If they'd done this a year ago, well, 11 months ago, then maybe the BBC could have used the might of their financial contribution to do something, if they wanted to, which I'm sure they wouldn't. But, you know, we're like 3 weeks away from the... But you know
how much we like deadline pressure in this country.
And we're so good at it.
Yeah.
We're so good at it. We always meet our deadlines.
Maybe they hope that they'll delay the contest until it's resolved. Delay it by a few weeks, few months.
Mm.
Or just cancel it altogether.
Yeah. I mean, let's just have a no-deal contest.
No deal is better... Than
bad contest.
That's not true.
No.
Bad contest.
They're the best.
I know. Oh, dear. Yes. God, that's a lot of news.
Lots of news. One last thing on the list is that the postcards are done. If you want a spoiler for yourself, you can go onto the Eurovision's official website and watch the postcards.
I kind of like watching them on the night. Yeah.
Thing is, though, now that we do this,
yeah, I know, it's
we
hard.
Don't watch them. We talk over them.
Well, let's watch them. Let's watch.
So maybe
them
we'll
before.
Do that next episode.
Yes.
We'll review the postcards rather than songs.
I like it. Okay. I like it. That's what we're doing next time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Shall we do Advice for Rice?
Now, Geraldine, I have an idea.
Oh, God, what?
So, this episode, we are going to start a new series within a series.
Oh, good Lord.
Called Champions of Eurovision.
Nice.
Analysing the work of the most successful nations.
Yeah.
And we're starting with the most successful nation, Ireland, and their 7 wins.
Ireland, 7 wins.
Triumph, maybe?
Yeah, I know.
I reckon we should do that, and then at the end, see if we can glean something from the success of Ireland.
Oh, I like it.
To pass on to Michael.
To pass on advice.
So we'll advice to Rice to the end of the show.
I like it. Yeah, because then it's like we're using our noggins.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like almost like we have some sort of plan.
Yeah.
We don't just rock up, turn on the microphone and witter.
And witter on, which we would never do.
Never. We always have a plan.
I like that. Let's do that. Okay.
Okay. So crack on with the show.
Let's do it. Little
Boom.
Sting.
Now, we're going to work chronologically.
Yeah.
Just because...
It's easier.
It's easier. We have to think.
Yeah.
Now
thinking. Sorry.
Right, we're going to start at the beginning. This first time that Ireland won a Eurovision Song Contest was in 1970. The winner was Dana. And you are not allowed to tell the story again.
I'm not going to.
About the shopping centre.
I'm not going to. Everyone knows. They can check it out in my Twitter bio. I'll just put it in there. And the fact that I was at Eurovision.
Really? Was that the one in Sweden?
Yeah.
Okay, let's watch Dana. Wish your eyes wedding bells, early morning dew. I mean, mind-numbingly inane.
And, yeah, but, you know, it's charming for the first verse and chorus, and then it's just the same.
Yeah. It's amazing how long she can make 3 minutes feel.
Oh, yes. God, there's only 3. I mean, she's adorable.
Yes.
She was, how old did we work out she was?
18.
We worked out? Yeah.
18.
I couldn't do maths. I couldn't do simple maths then. Yeah, and she looks younger. She just looks like pure, adorable Irish stock coming out and singing about all kinds of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a classic Eurovision song. It's just, you know, a bit dull. It's not really my cup of tea.
That's not what I want. That's not what I want from Eurovision.
No, I want, you know...
I want razzmatazz is what
Thank
I want.
Thank you very much.
That's
razzle dazzle. Yeah, she's got a very Irish mouth. It's something that we talked about for a bit.
Yeah.
The rest of her face could be from anywhere, but her mouth could only be from Ireland.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really weird thing to say, but anybody who is Irish or from Ireland or like me has an Irish family, you'll know what I mean.
I think you can recognise different... Like, I can always spot a Dutch mouth.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got Dutch heritage.
Yeah, yeah. So I can spot a Dutch mouth or Australian mouth. I can spot Australian mouth.
What's an Australian mouth?
I mean, we'd have to find some Australians and
Is
then
it
I'd
like
go,
really pinched?
It's like a pinched mouth. And that's how the... It's like a wide but pinched.
Like wide and pinched?
Wide, pinched mouth. Yes.
Wreck
yes.
off, pinch mouth. If only you could see my mouth then.
Oh dear.
Oh
yeah.
No.
What's
anyway,
next?
What's
I want
next?
Something lively.
What's next? Right, we're moving into the middle section, which is all about Johnny Logan.
Oh, Logers.
King of Eurovision.
Yeah.
So the first time he won was in 1980 with What's Another Year?
What is another year? I've been praying.
such a long time. It's the only way to hide the fear. What's another year?
Wow.
Nice sustained falsetto at the end there. Taking notes from Colin Wilkinson.
Oh, good Lord. I just love the fact. So he's in a white suit and he's perched on a... It's like they've just...
Barstool or something?
Yeah, or a table. Like they just brought a table out, just perch on this. And he looks very serious.
Very serious
and very moody and brooding. And I can imagine all the ladies of the time getting fanny gallops. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously the time, but he's good looking. He's dishy. I mean, honestly, if you had to, like, create something that summed up 1980...
That is it.
Yeah, this
if
performance.
If aliens came down and you wanted to sum up a year, you'd give them
What's
this.
Another year?
Yeah.
I don't think we got a close-up of the backing singers, although we were Googling people we thought he looked like.
Yeah.
For a proportion of it.
Maybe they learnt their lesson from the time. What was the song where they went over to?
And they weren't doing anything.
It was in the Dutch one where she danced. Was it that one? No.
She had
the two Mexicans.
there is something that we did last week.
They were wearing sunglasses one of them was wearing sunglasses and they went over and... Was it in Sandy Shore? It was in Sandy Shore.
Yeah.
And
they go over
to them as they're not singing. No one's singing at that point. So maybe they're like, we can't do that this time.
They're doing lovely step digs, though.
They are.
Which you can see from a distance.
In their coordinating gowns, red, gold and black.
Black.
And so the Germany flag. I don't know what that means.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah. I mean, typically what I remember from Ireland, that style of sort of...
it's Johnny Logan.
Yeah, romantic, romantic sort of... A heartfelt, yearning ballad is basically how I would sum that up.
I'm not displeased that one. I mean, I don't know what the competition was.
Yeah.
1980. No, I don't know what we put in.
I know that
Dana beat Mary Hopkin.
Did we come second in 80? Was that 80?
No.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
We came third with Prima Donna.
Oh, Love Enough for Two.
Love Enough for Two. Germany came second. Held by the backing singers.
Yeah. They're lucky they won, really. Yeah.
But Johnny won quite convincingly. He's got a good 20 points on the second place.
Mm.
So there we go.
Nice.
Well done, Johnny Logan. Next, we've got Johnny Logan. he was back in 1987 with my favourite of the Johnny Logan trilogy of songs, Hold Me Now.
And I will, Johnny.
For the last time, hold me now. Don't cry, don't say your word, just hold me now. And I will know, though we're apart, we'll always be together. Forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough?
So, watching them back to back, you realise he's got his thing.
Yeah.
Where he tags at the end, so he repeats the last line and then he goes up.
Yeah, just the column.
Holds a long note. But he's like, he is in style. Like now, so in the previous one, he was clinging on to the 70s with his little floppy mop.
And his big lapels.
But this time, still in white. Still in a white suit, but it's... When is this? 87?
Yes.
Yeah, this is... And I remember this very clearly. If I was born by 1987, which obviously I wasn't, I would remember this.
You remember having watched it previously?
Yes, that's right. But wow. Wow.
I mean, so he's wearing a suit. There's no black. It's all white. And then this weird buttoning detail on the suit that sort of makes him look like a waiter or a chef.
Or a first officer of a ship.
But also the suit is made of linen. So does he work in the desert?
Yeah.
And a roll neck underneath. Yeah. Again, so quite nautical.
Yeah. Why do you want to keep warm and be in linen? Is it somewhere that's cold at night but hot in the day? Does that narrow it down? I don't know. But yeah, There must be a reason. Classic. And the backing singers, good Lord. I'm just saying, I think my mum owned a dress like that. So
Do you think that's all one dress?
Yes. So it's like a tailored, it looks like a tailored dress up the top, like almost like a long suit jacket. Which, like Julia Roberts may have had something similar in Pretty Woman. But then underneath they've gone, oh, but it's an evening show, so let's put some sort of chiffon pleated long skirts, maxi skirt underneath. So it sort of flares out.
So it's all one piece, sewn onto the black
dress?
Or is it a skirt underneath?
I reckon it will be sewn on. But
that's horrendous.
So it's like the smart dress comes down to just below the knee. And then it's got the kick out of the chiffon maxi skirt.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the 80s, but some of it is awful, and that dress.
But if we were going to do a Eurovision party, that would be really, like, niche. And if anyone came up to me and said, oh my God, your backing singer's from Johnny Logan, Hold Me Now, from 1987.
Friends Forever.
Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Wow.
And the gentleman doesn't have the chiffon, but he does have, like, puce leggings on.
Yeah, or something.
Under a suit jacket. It's bizarre.
It's just, yeah.
Now, all of that is taking away from a great song, actually.
Yeah, and a great set.
Screw the song. Let's talk about the set.
It's, like, got peak a pyramid. 80s. It's got a pyramid. It's got a big earth moon thing.
Overturned checkerboard.
Yep. It's got
lots of pink neon.
It's basically like
again, if you had to describe the late 80s to aliens.
Yeah, it would be this. It's like they just took the set of Chess and put it at Eurovision, which is apt because, you know, that was Benny and Bjorn.
Yeah.
So
Eurovision started their career.
Whack a checkerboard in. Yeah, that's, I like Johnny. I do like him. And that was a classic. I can imagine, like, everyone going, yes, that's the winner. Because it's a classy song.
It is a classy song. And he sings it well. Do you prefer that to the other one, What's Another Year?
I think I do, yeah.
I think it's a bit punchier for me.
Yeah, and it is more, there was more dynamics to it. There are more dynamics to it. That's, get the grammar right if I'm going to say anything. or dynamics in it. But anyway, I'm just semantics. And I just felt like there was more of a crescendo. It's more of a build. And I think at the time there was a lot of, there were a lot of what now we would be like, oh, they're a bit gimmicky, sort of classic Eurovision stuff in the late 80s. So this would have, I remember all the Ireland ones stood out because they were just
classy, like, yeah. We're just singing a good song.
Yeah, we're just doing a good song. A look at me in my smart white suit. If he doesn't wear white in his other one.
The last one, he doesn't perform. He wrote
Linda Martin performed it.
That
was it.
And beat Michael Ball. On that note, the next song is from 1992. Why me, asks Linda Martin. I don't know, Linda. On behalf of Michael Ball and I don't know.
No Johnny Logan is.
Do you know why it was Linda, not Michael?
No. I'm livid. I think it's coloured my view of that song. If I was coming in with no preconceptions, but because I am angry about it, I don't think that deserved to be Michael Ball.
It did not.
I don't, you know, nice song, but it wasn't superior to One Step Out of Time.
No. She didn't even point when the bells rang.
No, she did a key change.
Oh.
But then she
did. So did Mike.
But yeah. And she didn't. The set was a ship, but a really badly proportioned ship. I don't understand. And also, Linda, have some faith in yourself. Why are you saying, why me?
Yeah.
Just because some guy loves you. Believe in yourself, Linda.
Yeah. Maybe he likes grey dresses. Maybe he likes dresses that fall off the shoulder. Maybe he likes hairstyles that are like a mullet, but longer.
You know, who can say?
There's a multitude of reasons why he might like you, Linda.
There was
an amazing moment at the end of the song where, because obviously Johnny's written it, so the tag thing, and she goes to sing it, and we're like, oh, is she going to go up? She speaks the last line of the song.
Why me?
Why me?
We don't know, Linda.
No. Killed it. I have a love-hate relationship with speaking in songs, and it happened a lot in the 90s, and I hate it and also sort of love it. You know, like when boy bands would be like, tell me about it, baby, or whatever.
There was a song that Shakespeare's sister did, not the big famous Stay, but they did one where Siobhan, the creepy one, she did a weird rap in it, like a weird, but she sounds so posh. I will find it to you and I'll play it, but it's like, it's just the weirdest sort of posh rap, and it is the whole thing of like, on the one hand you're cringing, but on the other hand you're like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah,
it's just weird. I'll find it to you and play it. But
in pop songs, it doesn't really happen anymore. But
and don't bring it back, please, God.
No, don't. But I do sort of hate it, and I'm sort of fascinated by it. Like the beginning of Being Around the World, and she does the whole thing like, I've been looking for my baby, and I can't find him. Do you know where he is? Because I don't do, being around.
He tried him on his mobile.
It's 1992, there are no mobiles. The song is classic Ireland Johnny Logan Fair. It's got a key change. It's great. It's a really deserving of second place.
Yeah,
behind, in 1992.
Behind Michael Ball.
Yeah.
Who, she didn't, like, this is the other thing. She's just stood there to start with. He ran down some steps.
Ran on. I mean, if he danced off, he'd have been as good as the Netherlands. And
dun, 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 dun. I just, you know, he was robbed. It's a lovely song, but it's not better than Michael. It's not better than Ball. It's not better than Michael.
Better than anus, Ball. Better than Ball. Well, sticking to the theme, should we now watch When Ireland Won in 1993 and see if that's better than Sonia?
Well, I doubt it very much, but okay. That was very of its time.
It was, like, it was a bit Lisa Stansfield-y. Yeah. It was weird because we were just talking about her.
If I was going to have, like, what that made me think of is if I was having a romantic meal in the early 90s, not that I would have done, I would have been too young, but if I was having a romantic meal... Or even, meal,
maybe not born.
Maybe not, I wasn't born then, for I am 12. if I was having a romantic meal at home... on my MDF furniture, and this song came on, and it's the moment where we put down our glasses of wine and say, should we take this to the fireplace? Because it's a PG dinner.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of song, that kind of, bit soul-y, bit smoochy.
It was a bit soul-y, actually. Yeah. She's got amazing pipes as Neve.
I'd love to sing that song.
Yeah. You should add it to your rep.
I'm going to whack it in the rep for the boats.
Yeah.
They'd love that. Love a bit of Eurovision theme. Coming up.
My God, we should do a Eurovision show for the boats.
We should do a Eurovision show for the boats. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes! I mean, obviously my heart belongs to Sonia. But yeah, it was a standard Irish ballad fare, but it was a bit soul-y and she sang.
It wasn't just a slow number. That's what I thought when it first started.
Yeah, we're like, here we go.
But no, she did add some, and she did, she She sang it.
Yeah. Interestingly, you know, powerhouse singer, red hair. It's basically like Irish Sonia.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was whether or not you would like a red jacket or a purple jacket, yeah. I suppose.
And obviously red one.
Yeah. Also, admitting weakness. Better the Devil is a great song, but they wrote 2 minutes of a great song and then just made Sonia loop for a minute.
Yeah.
So,
and spin round.
Yeah, maybe they could have written a bit more song for her and that might have nudged her over the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
We'll accept defeat on this one.
Yeah, I'm not as bitter as I was in 92.
Michael Ball was robbed.
Yeah.
But this was good.
Yeah. Well done, Niamh.
Well done, Niamh. Well done, Ireland. Right. Ireland. Now, they've won in 1992. They've won in 1993. Surely they're not going to win in 1994. Yeah, they did.
We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. But that was once. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore.
I mean, it's so dull. We're just making jokes about how he looks like Jeremy Corbyn dressed as Richard Madeley.
Yeah, but we should explain, because it shocked us. Because they sort of flew in on like a dolphin arm. Or whatever it's called, they flew in on one of those and you could see the whole piano, the grand piano, and he was sat at the piano and there was no one else there.
No.
Not that I noticed. And then suddenly they zoom out, they're focusing really close on his face and his bad haircut while he's singing at the piano. And then they zoom out a little bit and there's Jeremy Corbyn sat with a guitar.
Where's he come from?
But I love the mental image that he snuck onto the stage during the beginning of the song. Like, if you ever see the first guy's eyes flitting over, it's because he's looking at this guy walking on going, what the fuck are you doing? But yeah, it was just, it's like a cute little reminiscence. Oh, those rock and roll years, oh, I wish we could. And the irony is, they're talking about rock and roll. And where's the rock and roll?
So middle of the road that it's almost dead.
It's not. That's not rock and roll. There's no Elvis pelvis in that song, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But
now, so everything I'm about to say is conjecture.
Yeah.
But sort of Eurovision lore, L-O-R-E, is that Ireland couldn't afford to host it again. And so they put in a bit of a dud song because they really didn't want to win because it costs a lot of money. But what the mistake they did make is the Interval Entertainment was Riverdance, which of course is a global phenomenon 25 years later. So the thinking is, even though they tried to lose, Riverdance won them the contest. Because everyone was like, Ireland are great. Now, I don't know. Is Europe that stupid to not understand the difference between bad song and interval entertainment? Although maybe they didn't care and they were like, if this is what we're going to get if Ireland hosts next year, let's have some more.
Because I do remember this, that they were very shocked. Because I remember all the stuff before and obviously Terry talking about the fact that they didn't want to win. And there'd been all that stuff in the press. And you can believe the press. Because they are trustworthy.
Always tell the truth.
Yes, but they, I remember all the stuff before that they didn't want to win and they did this and they were genuinely surprised when they won. They were probably quite pleased, like, in a way, these guys, because they wrote it. But it was a shock. I don't think anyone was expecting it.
No. And actually, I've just put that together. That means that when we had Love City Groove in 1995, that was in Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, no Riverdance then, was there?
No, I don't remember what the halftime entertainment was. We'll look into that. Yeah, this is a blip,
I think.
And bless them, they just didn't want to win, but they did.
When did they do the, what's his name? You know, the turkey? Because then they did do...
Oh, that's like well into the noughties.
Because then they were just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
We used to win all the time and now we get no votes. So fuck you.
Yeah, so he's a turkey. What's
right,
next?
So 1995, they didn't win. I happen to know that Norway won because in 1996, Gina G was performing in Norway, getting robbed. And what beat Gina G, I hear you ask? Oh, yeah. Ireland. This is their seventh win.
I am the voice of the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice of your hunger and pain. I am the voice that always is calling you. I am the voice, I will remain.
What a big pile of... That was just cashing in on the whole Celtic thing that was... Because there was a big Celtic thing going on. I remember there was a shop called Pastimes that would do all the Celtic knots and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's Enya and...
The Cause and the Braveheart soundtrack. Yeah. And, I mean, we're slightly before it, but in time, the Titanic soundtrack with all the Irish party music.
Yeah, all the Irish stuff. And so they've just whacked people out with... drums and
honestly and it's a bit whistles. Like a piss take. It's a bit like Peace Peace Love Love, like there's a person on a fiddle and a person on a tin whistle
and she's doing all sort of Irishy things, but not a great voice, but it's like, oh, I can just be folky and be
and no one will notice, except you can't sing I Am the Voice 50 times in a row and be flat.
Yeah,
to be able to sing to pull that out. I mean, what am I going on? She won.
Yeah, but I think it was the whole, like you said when it started, it's like evocative of Riverdance.
Yes.
So everyone's like, oh, yes, Ireland. Oh,
Riverdance.
And also the whole sort of misty, like it's like in the morning and she's this mystical being out on the Irish whatevers, whatever they're called. Being
the moors? Yeah. Do they have moors in
the Irish... thing.
The Irish
just
sea.
Being all Irish and folky. And just no. I mean, but it does make me... It makes me angry when stuff does better. I don't even remember this. I don't remember it at all.
I remember being really disappointed this beat Gina G.
I remember Gina G being beaten and it being a joke, absolute joke. I'm being angry about that, but I do not remember what one it took. Like, I've blocked this out.
I give you
because
this.
Because it's utter tosh. Sorry, Ireland, but what were you thinking? Well, I know what you were thinking.
But so, surely you... I mean, they're kings of Eurovision now, because, of course, this is the win number 7 that made them the most successful the country that with the most wins. But, you know... It's a lot of money. You'd spend a lot of money in the 90s hosting Eurovision.
But they'd spent all the bloody money on the contest. They couldn't get a proper singer. She's doing it for exposure. But yeah, just, I mean, she's got a very Irish name. Well done. And a very,
I'm just like... Maybe if she could sing in tune, I'd be like, fair enough. It's not my cup of tea, but at least it was good.
Do you think, though, because I can't remember the time. I mean, I can remember 96, but do you think now, because we've been from the sort of late 90s, early noughties, we were saturated with Irish stuff and it was all... Do you think it's just that we've reached our threshold and we need to maybe uncork ourselves, let some of that... Celtic juice out, and then maybe we could be accepting of it again.
Maybe it's a bit like, because sort of in the late 90s, early noughties was all of the like Steps and ABBA, and this is why I can't deal with ABBA, because it was just too much, and I'm still not over it 20 years later. I feel less about Irish music than you do in that regard. But also I have cultural ties.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I mean, I love an Irish ballad, like proper Irish folk music.
Yeah, by Boyzone.
But don't come out... Yeah, exactly. Boyzone, Westlife,
it's
all
holy words.
Yeah, if you sound like you've got a speech impediment, then I'm all over it. But I just... Yeah, I love... When Irish folk music is done properly, it's beautiful and I love playing it. I've got some lovely stuff that I play on the accordion or on the flute, and yeah, it's gorgeous. But when you just cut, it feels like people doing fopra. It feels like people coming out and going, oh, I can do that. Like she's gone, oh yeah, I can sing quite high. And I can
actually
do some stuff.
You can't.
Yeah. what, you know, it's like, oh, somebody take her out and yes. get her down.
Yes, I see. Yeah, the opera thing is a really good sort of comparison, because yeah. whenever there's like a Eurovision song where it's like, it's an opera song, I'm like, yeah. oh, God, somebody who can warble a bit and thinks yeah. they're an opera singer. And occasionally, like last year, you're like, oh, wow, no, yeah. she actually is an opera singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not just like a singer who can go, oh, I read a book.
Yeah.
I read a book about opera. I'll sing it. I've heard lots of opera. Yeah, that's my problem with it. Like, it should be crisp and like a lovely tone and in tune. That is my beef with it.
Right.
But yeah, sorry, I was rageful.
To round it off, we've got 7 songs. What's your favourite Ireland win?
Oh, like as in the which is my favourite song?
Yeah. Well, the whole package, but yeah.
I think In Your Eyes. I think 1993.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's good.
It's a close one.
I think I quite like Hold Me Now.
Yeah, you see, that was my very... It was between those two. And I just think... I think, and this is probably because I want to sing In Your Eyes. That's why I've gone for that. But I liked yeah, the... Yeah, it's
probably the same for me. Yeah, I'd like to sing Hold Me Now.
Yeah, so it's like, it's just what we want to sing. But no, I think... For me, she's just pipped it because, yeah, I like the start, the sort of Lisa Stansfield thing. Mm. So, yeah, but both of those would, I mean, definitely not. I would never pick Why Me because I'm angry about it. And I'd never yeah. pick The Voice because I'm angry.
And 1994, the rock and roll song, that's just too dull. Just,
yeah.
I mean, Dana, I mean, she's up there, but I mean, when you break it down, it's not a very interesting
no,
song.
No, it's she's iconic, for, you know.
With
for,
her Irish
yeah,
mouth.
With her Irish mouth. But it was, yeah, it didn't capture my imagination.
No.
But yeah. I mean, well done, Ireland.
Well done. You know, you've won 7 times. That is a feat.
Yeah, it is a feat.
And I know it's been a little while since 1996, but I believe that Ireland can do it again.
Yeah.
They've got the chops.
Yeah.
And eventually, this is the thing, because everyone's like, oh, you know, no one votes for the UK because it's all political. It's like, well, this exact same situation is true for Ireland.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what has Ireland done to offend anybody? Apart from Theresa May, obviously. God, what is her beef? She's ruining it. Anyway, let's not get political. Yeah, so whatever that
yeah.
phenomenon is, it's not because, you know, people are going, yes, the political consequences of voting for the UK. No one cares. It's Eurovision.
Yeah.
And they're not voting for Ireland either. So whatever the reason is,
yeah.
it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
But our luck will turn, gang. It will, for both of us.
Yeah.
We
can't say when.
But it
or
will.
How.
It must.
But it will. Maybe with Eurovision, as in our song.
Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your
we need to get that written. Vision.
Yeah. Well, yeah. we will.
We will. We're going to, I'm going out on a limb here. Yeah. We're going to play it to you for the first time in episode 10 of this series.
Oh, Jesus, okay. I love deadline pressure. That's how I work best. So I'll write it. Like some bits of it 2 days before.
Yeah.
Then I'll send you my bits and then you can...
I'll add my bits.
And then we'll
record it an hour before we start the show.
I like it. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, we joke, this is exactly what's going to happen. okay. Now, from all of that mastery...
Yeah.
We need to glean something for Michael Rice.
Yeah, we do.
Should we play the jingle?
Yes.
Advice for Rice.
Ooh, that's nice.
So I glean from all of the one thing that they've all got in common is that they like they're playing it for real.
Yeah.
Like they're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
The stakes are high and they're really committed to their song. Like there's no gimmick, there's no comedy, they're just like they're taking it really seriously.
Yeah.
And I think Michael's got a song where he can do that.
Yeah, and you know? And he did. He did do that when he did it in his, in the You Decide. It's not called that anymore, is it?
It is.
It is.
You
good.
Decide
yeah.
a bit.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what it's called. He's just got to not showboat, I think, because none of them, like you say, it's all genuine and it's all real and it's all from the heart. It's not showboating for the sake of doing vocal gymnastics. It's no. just being truthful to the song.
Yes.
And I think he can do it with the song.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the talent to do it. He's got the song that he can do it. I mean, yeah, I think that actually...
That is a good piece of advice, Michael.
Well done us! Well done us! And I mean, thing is though, would any of these songs win Eurovision nowadays? Well, maybe not. But, you know...
Tell you what, bloody, I bet Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan would.
Definitely.
You know.
Especially if people mistook him for Jeremy Corbyn. But well, you can't deny that Ireland are the most successful Eurovision nation, and this is a quality that every one of their winning songs has.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong, Mike, with adopting a bit of Ireland magic.
Yeah. Take that Irish in. That was fitting in with last year's song. But yeah, I agree.
Cool. So we've got one more standard show left before the contest. So next time we'll be doing more parish notices about the upcoming contest. I already have this information, but I'm saving it. We'll be talking about the order that people are performing in semi-finals 1 and 2, and maybe previewing some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm excited. I can't believe how quick it's come round.
I have noticed there is a song in the contest called Storm. Original.
Excuse me.
Quite like to listen to that.
Yeah.
Tear it apart. Maybe we should listen to the Iceland sex song and see what that's like.
And watch. Hopefully they've got a video. See how that goes. See if it is sexy.
Yeah.
Don't think it will be.
No.
But yeah, that's exciting. Oh, good Lord. Right, I need to get my Eurovision hat on.
Yes, time is ticking. It's.
I mean, not literally.
It's late April now, and contest is mid-May.
Literally get my Eurovision hat.
Do you have a Eurovision hat?
I'm going to.
What is it?
It's all I'm wearing from now. You know those little Irish Guinness hats?
Yes.
It's like that, but for Eurovision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like Joey's hat from Friends with the Union Jack flag?
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to have one of those hats. I don't have it anymore, but...
Well, let's make some Eurovision hats.
Yes.
I'll knit some jumpers.
We'll have the Union Jack on the front and then Michael Rice's face on the back.
On the back. We could get T-shirts.
Yes.
They'd probably sell them.
You could get a dress.
Yeah.
Just text Jerry Halliwell and ask where she got hers from. Actually, fun fact, she made that dress.
Oh, it's a tea towel,
it was a tea towel. Yeah. She made that dress and then she made it and she was like, oh, it looks a bit right wing. And so then she sewed the peace sign onto the back.
Gosh, she's clever.
Right? She wrote the songs. I mean, they all wrote the songs, but she wrote the good songs. And she made the dress.
And what I'm glad about with their comeback at the moment is that people are spelling my name correctly. For the first time in years. Because, I mean, it's all manner of spellings. But, yeah, people have gone, oh, like Jerry Halliwell. Yes.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Okay. I still don't have tickets, do you?
No.
I still don't think they've added more dates. They do,
no.
Like, we're doing 7 dates. No, come on. You need to do more than 7 dates.
I mean, I had to make a choice between Spice Girls and Bon Jovi. And Bon Jovi won.
Wow.
So I'm going to see them on the 21st of June at Wembley.
Congrats. Enjoy.
Yeah, with the people that I saw them with in 1995.
Your mum?
Friends, but we were in our prams.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We were in papoose. We were in... and we saw it with our mothers. So I'm very excited about that. So I couldn't go to the Spice Girls. That was my choice, because I was a rock... I don't think you can call them rock anymore. I listen to it back now. I listen to any Bon Jovi now, and I'm like, that's not really...
It's not hard rock.
It's not, no.
It's soft rock.
Yeah. Like limestone. But yeah, so that's what I'll be doing.
Great.
But first, let's get Eurovision out of the way.
Yeah.
We shall...
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.